BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Your mum made a bit too much of this casserole, so I thought I'd bring some round. Maybe give you a break from cooking tea tonight.
Needn't have bothered. Thanks, tea tonight's sorted.
Yes, of course it is, but we just
I'm still here, Dad.
Emma.
It's not like I've stopped being a mum or a wife just because George is inside dealing with heaven knows what.
We just thought it'd help.
Thank you.
Have you found out what happened there? Your mum's not stopped worrying, you know.
Ed and May got onto them on Friday after George's call got cut off.
Uh-huh.
Turns out there was trouble going on between two of the inmates and they kicked off by the phone.
Oh.
One of them ended up in hospital, apparently.
But George, he's all right.
I think so. Wing's been locked down since it all happened, so no phone calls. We're supposed to just wait for whenever he can call again.
Oh, he'll be okay, love.
Except we don't know that, Dad. We don't know anything till we can speak to
him. Yes, I know. It's all still so new, love. It'll get easier once you've visited and then you get used to it. And
can pop that in the fridge for now.
What, love?
Casserole.
Oh, right. Oh, I think it might have leaked in the back.
Over the sink, Dad. You're making it worse.
I'll just wipe it down.
Just leave it, Dad. I'll do it when I've finished all this invoicing.
Where's Ed?
He's gone to Lower Loxley with Will.
Oh, what for?
Well, they think Elizabeth might be able to give them some advice about how to deal with the prison, you know, getting information out of them quicker.
Oh, well, worth a try, I suppose. Listen, Hannah's been telling me to take some of my leave. Says if I don't take it, I'll lose it. So I've got this coming week off, and I thought I could help out here, if you need. Emma?
You know what I wish, Dad? I wish I'd never let you and Mum talk me into going to the police that day.
Love.
I wish I'd just been strong enough to protect him and just lie.
You don't mean that.
You and Mum wouldn't let it go. People lie all the time. I should have just hung on that little bit longer. I can't protect him now he's in there. I'm useless.
It was the right thing to do.
Not for George, it won't.
Look, if he hadn't confessed, Alice
would... I think we should go now. Please.
What?
I'm asking you to leave. Please, Dad. Please.
Okay, love. Whatever you want.
Sorry to just turn up out of the blue, Elizabeth.
Oh, it's okay. Tea? Coffee?
Nah, we won't be long.
Look, before we go any further, when I heard about what happened on the night of the accident, I was appalled. I can't really see a way through to condoning or even making sense of what George did.
Maybe we should just go.
Oh, Will... I don't mean to make you feel worse than you probably already are, but that's how I feel about it.
Well, thanks for being honest. But George is being punished for what he did.
Yes, he is. How is he?
Wish we knew.
What do you mean?
Well, his wing's been on lockdown pretty much since he went in.
Emma's barely had half a conversation before he was cut off because someone else attacked another inmate.
Emma must be beside herself.
We've been trying to find out what's happening and whether George is okay.
Yeah, we only get the bare minimum of info.
But George wasn't hurt?
Well, no, not as far as we know, anyway.
I remember it was always difficult to get any information about someone on the inside. You know, unless I visited and got it from Freddie himself. I do appreciate what you're going through.
Need a hand carrying that shopping, Clary?
Oh, Neil. What are you doing here?
I came to see Emma.
Is she in?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Where do you want these?
In the kitchen, please, Neil.
Right.
Thanks.
I half expected you to send me off with a flea in my ear.
Oh, not me. I could do with all the help I can get right now.
Oh, where shall I put these?
On the table's fine.
Oh. Look, You don't mind if I just sit down for a minute, Clary, do you?
Of course not. Oh. Put the kettle on once I've put the freezer stuff away. You okay, Neil?
Fine, yeah. Yeah, just took a funny turn, felt a bit wobbly on my feet just now.
What, just now?
Yeah. I'm sure it's because I didn't have breakfast. Susan insisted, but
I... It's the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Well, she knows what she's talking about.
Oh.
It's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. Hand Freddie over to a system that essentially saw him as a number. I'm sorry, but they're not going to change the way things work because one prisoner's new, or young, or a first-timer. I learned that the hard way.
So what are you saying? There's nothing that we can do?
Well, in respect of the prison, no, I don't think there is, sadly. The main thing you can do is be there for George. Make sure he has whatever he needs to get through the sentence.
So everything's pointless, then?
The best advice that I can give you, and it goes against all instincts, is to live your lives as normally as you can.
With George inside?
Yes, I mean, that's the thing you can't change. But you can keep him connected to his life so he knows what he's coming back to. George is lucky, you know, to have three parents looking out for him. Freddie had one. And I felt like I wasn't always up to it. Oh, gosh, I missed Nigel. The truth is, I wasn't coping very well. I couldn't keep the negative thoughts at bay. Please don't do that to yourselves. You have each other to keep things afloat.
But we do feel helpless.
Prison is an ugly thing. It's supposed to be, because it's punishment. But if you three can help George get through it, without it infiltrating everything in his life, you'll have done right by him.
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth.
Will?
Yeah, no, really, thanks. No, I'd better go and get Poppy. She's down at the Rare Breeze. We'll see you at the car.
Sorry. We just feel desperate.
I know.
Thanks again for your time, Elizabeth.
No problem, Ed. Look, I don't want to speak out of turn, but maybe keep an eye on Will. He doesn't have Nick to discuss things with, like you have Emma. So he needs to be careful that this doesn't swallow him whole.
Has it happened before?
Well, a couple of times. But I'm sure it's nothing serious. Your tea and apple cakes fix me all right.
At her age, it's better to see a doctor. Mm-hmm. Does Susan know?
Well, of course she does. That's why she wanted me to have breakfast. It's more likely my trousers are pinching a bit.
How can your trousers be pinching when you're skipping breakfast?
I'm not skipping it, exactly. I was just in a rush, that's all. Look, it's nothing medical, Clary, I'm sure.
Well, you're looking better now, but you weren't right.
It's all of this, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. Maybe everyone thinks we were wrong for telling Emma to call the police.
Well, what's done is done. Thinking about it now won't change nothing.
No, but George is in prison. Emma and Chris aren't speaking. Susan hates going into the shop. I've got to take leave next week. And, well, I thought I could use it to help out, but no one needs my help or wants it.
Oh, Neil, it's all a big mess. To be honest, since I've been back from Rosie's, I've just been treading water, trying to keep everything ticking over. I barely had a chance to think about what's happened. But one thing has always been true. Doing the right thing can never be wrong.
She said she regrets forcing George to come clean.
Emma? Mm. Well, of course she does, now he's inside. That's hard for anyone to take. But what she says and what she really thinks aren't the same thing.
No.
Well, she wouldn't have called the police, no matter what you and Susan said that day.
Maybe.
Anyway, if you're off work, it's the perfect chance to go to the doctors and see what these dizzy spells are about.
Oh, don't worry. I won't skip breakfast again. Look, I'd best be off.
Are you in a rush or something?
No, not particularly.
Neil, Eddie's a stubborn old so-and-so and he shouldn't have spoken to Susan the way he did. He only wanted to protect George and when he couldn't, he lashed out, the fool. Don't rush on account he might walk in. You sit. Finish your tea.
Any luck?
Poppy said she'll be here in 5. Finishing helping with the hens or something.
Well, thanks for going after her. Again. She's not listening to me these days.
Well, they all do that sometimes.
She's been going on and on about Apple Day as well. What?
Well, she did ask me to talk to you about it. Only you're not meant to know that she asked me.
Honestly, her teacher mentions it at school. And then you know what Dad's like when you get him started.
Oh, I think it's nice, Poppy wanting us to do Apple Day.
I'll make a crumble with her or something. Well, I mean, that'll keep her happy.
I don't know. She was talking about the whole thing being in one of our fields with crafting stalls and all sorts.
Well, that's not happening.
Why not?
Ed, no one's going to come to a Grundy Apple Day.
Says who?
Like, everyone who... Really? I have to answer that.
It doesn't have to be a massive event. Just an afternoon on the farm. Poppy and Kira's mates can come and there's... few people in the village who'd like it. We could pull it off if everyone mucked in.
I don't know.
Look, Elizabeth's right. We've got to start trying to get back to normal. For the kids and the family, and for George.
How does Apple Day help George?
Look, while he's away, we need some sort of normal with other folks to make sure that when he's out, people are willing to give him a second chance. We won't do that by hiding away and playing the victim.
You're right.
What did you say?
Oh, get off! Yeah, Apple Day it is then. Well, Poppy's going to be chuffed.
You don't have to help, love. Sit down.
Oh, don't be silly. Just a few clothes, Carrie. Oh. And the girls are in the other room. I'll ask him to take this washing upstairs for you.
They never get bored of their little videos of people doing silly things.
Brain killers. Mind you, I can't get Kira off her phone these days. Anything I say is unfair and cruel.
I saw your dad this morning, said he'd been to see you.
He was dropping off a casserole.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know why. Everyone's acting like I don't know what I'm doing.
It's because they care, love. That's all. Your dad really cares about you and George.
Oh, sorry, Clary. I know I'm being difficult.
No, you're not.
I am. And I knew this was coming, too, all of it. But I never knew it was going to be this hard.
Oh, come here, love. It's going to be okay. You'll get through this.